Here's check on stories we're following today, Christmas Eve on Robinhood Radio. Happy holidays to one and all. And this holiday message from the National Weather Service, we have current weather advisories, a high wind warning, which runs Thursday midnight through Friday at noon, and a flood watch, which runs late Thursday night into Friday afternoon. Area power companies are expecting a powerful storm with wind gusts ranging anywhere from 45 to 50 miles an hour, peak gusts hitting 60 miles an hour. Line and tree crews across the tri-state region are getting prepared to work the holiday to restoration process to any damage. It's recommended customers prepare a storm kit with essential items, according to Eversource. They're taking all the necessary actions now, including canceling employee vacations and working to secure out-of-state crews, so they're ready to respond to whatever might come this evening and on Christmas Day. The Falls Village Scholarship Association announced it had awarded 5 scholarships to students living in town to continue their education at colleges or trade schools for the 2020-21 academic year. All 5 students are graduates of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. This year's awardees are Jesse Haggard, who attends the University of Connecticut at Storrs, exploring an interest in leadership and the law; Jacob Sheltra, who attends Johnson and Wales University, pursuing his interest in the culinary arts; Michael Hanlon, pursuing an interest in natural resources and agriculture; Max Dodge, preparing for a possible career as a game warden; and Nicholas Dodge, pursuing an interest in wildlife. The latter are 3 attending Northwest Connecticut Community College. For more than 40 years, the Falls Village Scholarship Association has awarded scholarships to over 100 students. The recipients are from Falls Village and graduated from either Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Oliver Wolcott Technical High School in Torrington, or one of the private high schools in the area. They've always culminated its annual fundraising efforts with a bingo night at Lee H. Kellogg School each spring, offering an opportunity for the community to gather for some fun in support of the young people. This past spring, however, the pandemic caused them to forego that primary fundraiser, making individual donors more important than ever. If you'd like to make a donation to the scholarship fund for 2021 applicants, or for more information, the website is fallsvillagescholarships.org. President-elect Joe Biden announced and nominated Connecticut's Education Commissioner as his Education Secretary. Miguel Cardona has been a proponent of sending children back to school, arguing that too many children have been falling behind during the virtual learning of the COVID-19 pandemic. He's been leading Connecticut schools through a challenging time. If confirmed, his first task will be to expand the reopening effort across the nation. Biden set a goal of reopening most schools within the first 100 days of his presidency. As we reported yesterday, the virus has infected Litchfield County Dispatch, a second possible case among 18 dispatchers and call takers at Litchfield County Dispatch. If more dispatchers fall ill or test positive, 911 calls could be rerouted, staffing could be augmented from the other centers, or operations could be decentralized. That according to a letter sent to the emergency responders on Monday. Nice news out of Sharon for the holidays. The Student Council at Sharon Center School hosted a PJ Day for Kids. The annual day is a fundraiser for children with cancer at Connecticut's Medical Children's Center at Hartford. Thanks to the generosity of the school community, a $300 donation was made to the Children Connecticut's Medical Center in Hartford. State hospitals in New York will randomly sample patients tested for COVID-19 for the new, likely more contagious variant of the disease recently discovered in the United Kingdom and South Africa, according to the governor. New York will conduct a more advanced diagnostic coronavirus test as scientists announce that highly contagious strain, which is spreading throughout the UK, that Prime Minister Boris Johnson said is 70% more transmissible than earlier variants of that illness. Out of Coxsackie, the majority of construction of the new Greene County Jail is expected to wrap up next month as 3 more state prisons bite the dust. Gowanda Correctional Facility, Watertown Correctional Facility, and the annex at Clinton Correctional Facility will close by March 30th, an estimated savings of $89 million, according to the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. Clinton Annex is an extension of the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, where convicted murderers David Sweet and Richard Matt escaped through a steam pipe type in June of 2015. Greene County has reported more than 1,000 COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. Public Health announced on Tuesday that the county had 1,017 cases since March. Columbia County passed that milestone in December. Greene County had 111 active cases on Tuesday, 17 of which were new positives. A total of 23 people in the county have died from the virus. 18 residents were hospitalized. The county's positivity rate over a seven-day rolling average is 6.3%. Following a widespread outbreak of phony emails described as phishing scams by technology experts, Stockbridge Town Administrator Michael Canale sent out a code red alert to residents, warning them to beware of the potentially dangerous messages from overseas senders. Many of the emails were depicted as coming from various local and regional public officials. Quote, the town of Stockbridge is cautioning all residents and employees to be mindful of a sharp increase in email and phishing attempts, end quote. Quoting again, phishing emails and text messages may look like they're from a legitimate company or the town or state, end quote. Amongst the telltale signs of a phony message, a fake email address after a recognized name, altered links that do not match the header, and, quote, a sense of urgency or impending consequence, end quote. Well, if you travel the Holland Tunnel, it's going all electric, no cash. Thousands of cars that regularly funnel through that tunnel no longer have the option to pay with cash. It's an effort to move commuters through the tunnel quickly, according to the Port Authority. On Wednesday, the tunnel began using electric tolling with EasyPass, permanently moving away from cash tolls, according to the Port Authority. The toll collection system upgrades the Holland Tunnel with the most up-to-date cashless technology, which will be more resilient and provide faster processing times, according to the Port Authority. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average opens up today at 30,129.83, the NASDAQ at 12,771.11, and the S&P 500 at 3690.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.